This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Democratic Republic of Congo said it will hold presidential and parliamentary elections on December 20th of 2023, kicking off a year of preparations in the Central African country, which struggles with militia violence. The country's electoral body has outlined several expected challenges, including the logistics of transporting ballot materials thousands of miles, health concerns about Ebola and COVID-19, and the threat of violence that has forced hundreds of thousands to flee their homes. The government has pledged to stick to the timetable in the country of 80 million people. Heavy rainfall has triggered landslides on the southern Italian island of Ischia, toppling buildings and leaving dozens of people missing and at least one person dead. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has a report.
Videos showed wrecked cars wedged in mud as heavy rain poured down. The Coast Guard posted a video of buses and other debris floating in the sea. On land, rescue workers trudged through the thick mud. The cleanup continued as residents shoveled away mud from their doorsteps. The news agency ANSA reported that at least 10 buildings had collapsed. Reinforcements were being sent from nearby Naples, but were encountering difficulties in reaching the island, either by motorboat or helicopter, due to the weather. I'm Karen Chamas.
Naples Prefect Claudio Palomba said Saturday that one person has died while 10 to 12 people are missing. Officials have asked residents who have not been affected by the landslide to stay home to avoid hindering the rescue operation. Singapore's Deputy Prime Minister Lawrence Wong received a top post in the ruling party on Saturday, cementing his position to become the city-state's next prime minister. The current prime minister announced this year that Wong would succeed him. From Washington, this is VOA News. In Sao Tome and Principe, the military has foiled a coup attempt, the prime minister of the island nation said in a video message. Sao Tome and Principe is off the western coast of Africa. The Vatican on Saturday accused Chinese authorities of violating a bilateral pact on the appointment of bishops by installing one in a diocese not recognized by the Holy See. A statement said the Vatican learned with surprise and regret that a bishop of another city had been installed as auxiliary bishop in Jiangxi. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan told tens of thousands of supporters Saturday he would fight with his last drop of blood in a first public address since being shot in an assassination attempt earlier this month. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's government is set to resume talks with the opposition after more than a year in a bid to resolve a political crisis that has gripped the country since a contested 2018 election. A deadly fire in China's northwest Xinjiang region has spurred an outpouring of anger at the country's zero COVID policy as Beijing fights growing public fatigue over its hardline approach to containing the coronavirus, and at least three people have been killed and 11 others wounded after a 16-year-old shooter wearing Nazi symbols opened fire on two schools in southeastern Brazil. U.S. shoppers spent a record $9.12 billion online on Black Friday, according to Adobe Analytics on Saturday. Consumers braced against the squeeze from high inflation and grabbed steep discounts on everything from smartphones to toys. It is now Small Business Saturday, a time for American shoppers to shop at mom-and-pop stores in the community. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Corinne Williams came here to her neighborhood bookstore, Greenlight Books, in Brooklyn.
That idea of like voting with your dollar, it's like I'd rather spend my money here on a really cool local business that does really fun events and features local authors, like authors of color, authors whose voices aren't necessarily featured as much with like the larger chains and on Amazon.
Morgan Joy manages Greenlight and says it's their 6-year anniversary and they're running specials for Small Business Saturday.
This whole week really has been building up to today of folks just coming in, and we also have a great sale happening as well.
Julie Walker, New York.
Somalia's army and allied clan militias have killed at least 100 al-Shabaab fighters in an operation in the central Middle Shabelle region, this according to the Somalian government on Saturday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.